This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Ellie Davis, or Eleanor. How are you doing this morning, Eleanor?
Fine, thank you.
And what year were you born?
1935.
You've seen a lot over that many years, and you also have had a few kids, is that correct?
I had 11.
11.
One son followed by 10 daughters.
So he, wow, that was a tough job for him to...
Well, I think he got to be glad he was the oldest and he could get away from them.
And your husband, his name was Daniel, is that right?
Yes, the father of my children, his name was Tom Hughes.
Gotcha, okay.
And I had a wonderful second marriage to a wonderful Catholic man, Daniel Davis.
All right, so... What was your, where'd you go to grade school and high school?
I went to first grade at St. Joan of Arc, because we moved into St. Joan of Arc Parish when I was 5 years old. But the summer between first and second grade, my father died, and I'm an only child. My mother had to go back to work, and I went to live with my aunt and uncle, who lived directly across the doors of St. Philip Neri Church on Rural Street, and so every Sunday my mother would take me there, and I went to St. Philip grade school, second through eighth grade, and every Friday evening my aunt and uncle would bring me back home. I was always with my mother on the weekend and at Joan of Arc Church on Sunday every week. Then when I got in high school, I lived at home and went to St. Agnes Academy.
Okay. And what type of involvement have you had with the church over the years? Like on any groups or any committees or on anything to kind of help out?
Quite a bit. Before the COVID started, I was in a prayer group every Tuesday. We gathered every Tuesday. And I was in a lot of things over the years. I am in my fifth year with Alzheimer's, so I'm not remembering everything real well.
Right. So what's...
But I was always active.
Did you remember any favorite moments that kind of stand out that happened over the years?
Well, I always liked French Market. We had my husband and I started the soul food booth, which was, you know what the soul food booth was?
Well, you could describe it to the people that don't know. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, people donated spiritual books, and we gave them away. We were, I think, the only free booth at French Market because we had all these spiritual books that were donated, and we gave them away.
So it wasn't the food, it was what was enriching the soul from the knowledge of the books.
There you go.
That's all. That's
but
great.
French Market always does have a lot of wonderful food.
How many books would people donate? Like, how many would you be able to give out to people? What's like a guess?
Oh, there was a box at the back of church, like, all year, and people would put their books in there, and we had lots and lots of books by the end of the year in time for French Market.
Would it be like 100 books that you'd be able to give out?
I think at least that many.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you kind of pick some of your own for your own soul to be able to read, and saw some good ones that help yourself?
I think I always probably took two or three home. Yeah, I don't remember now what they were. But,
I think that's good that you are fueling your own soul while helping fuel others.
There you go.
So,
of course, I didn't run the booth by myself. Dolores Yaden was usually with me, and she died a year ago.
So who are some of the other people that you've seen over the years really stand out and do a lot of good for St. Joan of Arc that you could mention?
Oh boy, I don't know why my mind's going blank. I don't know why. I should have had you give me these questions yesterday so I could think about them.
Yeah, you're fine.
The Strugaris are wonderful friends, Tony and Cecilia Strugari.
Okay.
And, of course, I'm so grateful that Father Guy Roberts has been with us for quite some time now. And,
okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add, or are you good with kind of your overall summary about St. Joan of Arc?
I'm just so grateful that I've always been involved at St. Joan of Arc, and I went to daily mass until we couldn't do that this year.
Right.
Over the years, there's just been lots of wonderful things. And my Alzheimer's I'm in the fifth year of Alzheimer's, and it's not letting me remember everything.
No, it's okay. You've definitely hit on some good points anyway, I think the people are going to like. So.
Joan of Arc means a lot to me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Elliot, I really appreciate your time today on the phone, and I know people, when they hear this, they're going to appreciate the backstory and you raising 11 humans that are contributing to the world. I think that's pretty impressive, too.
Correct.
All right, I'm going to close this out, but just stay on the line.
Okay.